code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 21st of April 2009. The newcomers to the show can look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and on that site you'll find hundreds of talks I've given in the past, where I try to give you some of the shortcuts to understanding the reality in which we live. I show you how reality is created, and I use the books put out by those who give us the intergenerational realities, which has coincided along a particular agenda that was written about a long time ago. Science and science of the mind is nothing new at all. It's very, very old, in fact. And through thousands of years of accumulated knowledge, of using religions, of moving peoples from one place to another, one country to another, which they've done in ancient times too, and trying multiculturalism and all the rest of it, they understand exactly where they're taking the whole planet today. Nations were planned to be destroyed in the late 1800s. In the 1900s, the 20th century basically saw to that through world wars. That was part of plans written about by big, big, incredibly big, well-funded foundations. And they've worked hard to achieve their goal, and pretty well it's accomplished. We're already global, international, and now pretty well every law that comes down the pike comes from the United Nations, demanded, of course, by the front groups, the thousands of front groups or non-governmental organizations that are paid for and funded by the foundations, the parallel government, and governments listen to them and call it democracy. You see, this is the new democracy, the NGO groups, the funded ones, the authorized ones, who always demand exactly what the foundations want them to and the governments want to hear. So go into my site and you'll find lots of talks on this using the documents and books written by those in the big planning think tanks themselves and published. Also, I'll go into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can download, print up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. For those who listen to the show, you probably get fed up and probably skip the first 5 minutes, because I always say that if you want to buy my books and keep me going, you go into cuttingthroughmatrix.com website and you'll see where to find them, how to get them, or you can donate to me and that might just keep me going. I don't rely upon advertisers. I don't take money from advertisers. The ads on this particular hour go to pay the radio station and the staff for their expenses. I don't handle that at all. So it's up to you to keep me going. You can also, as I say, pay through PayPal or donate, or you can send personal check to Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P for Peter, 3, E for Elizabeth, 4N1. That's P3E4N1. I was in town today. I try to go maybe once a month, as little as possible, because I don't really like busy places. And Sudbury is not a relatively big city, but it's busy enough for me. But every store you go into now, there's little signs going up about banning of certain pesticides, insecticides, and a whole host of chemicals that people have been using for years. And here's a handwritten note in the hardware store telling us that this is so. This is the same time as they're banning or making people make sure there's no weeds in their garden. You find if there's not, for herbicides. Back with more after these messages.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just talking about a trip into town where you see that so many things now are getting taken off the shelves. This isn't new. Lots of things have been getting taken off the shelves for years. For instance, it's no coincidence that the bronchodilators and the pseudoephedrines that people took and all of the antihistamines that were freely available from the shelves, no prescription necessary, are unobtainable now at a time when these problems are skyrocketing. That's not a coincidence. That's to exacerbate the problem, in fact. And then you find, of course, articles about the global warming. And I've read so many articles about, even the one with Bill Gates, where they're breeding special mosquitoes. And in the article, what was astonishing is that you find all these private corporations already in the business of breeding and genetically engineering special types of insects. And meanwhile, here they're telling us with global warming, these insects, these the natural ones, would expand into different areas where they hadn't been before and could become plagues, basically, pestilences. And then you find that all the stuff you'd kill them with, even around your own home, are getting banned as well. You ever wonder about these kind of things? Is this to intensify coming problems that are planned? Is it? The excuse that they took, for instance, for taking off the pseudoephedrines from the pharmacies was that children were using mixtures of this stuff to get high. Well, there was no problem for 30 years before that. Suddenly, they were using this stuff to get high. The children don't have to make their own stuff. They can exchange their Ritalin in the playgrounds. That's what they do.
when you want a big change in society, you intensify aggravation. As I say, there are weed inspectors in most cities now and towns. They hit people with massive fines if their grass is a certain length over so many centimeters, or there's certain weeds there and so on. Meanwhile, they're taking off the stuff you'd use to keep the weeds down. This is deliberate intensification, you see, of aggravation. And it's happening across the board in society. And people wonder why they get so uptight. They wonder. They wonder why they're constantly trying to repair their homes and buy home products, home power tools and battery power tools that work for about a week and are bust. That kind of stuff. Aggravation. Looks like the real thing till you try and use it. Then the chuck wobbles and falls off with the bearing. Or it'll hold the charge 3 times and that's it. Looks like the real thing. And this junk is allowed to be sold across whole continents. Amazing, isn't it? Intensification of aggravation. Think about it. This is what Huxley and others talked about. They said the time would come where, because they would collapse all of the old standards, it meant laws as well to do with quality control, etc. But it also meant the destruction of the old society and the bonds of culture that held them together, which had to be done to bring an international culture, not just any old international culture they could develop, but the one that they planned to develop, to serve the masters, you see. Instead, there would be an intense period of aggravation. If you understand how they work, these people, and they talk about the laws of nature and the opposites of the law of nature to do with spring and fall and winter and summer. That's how they often couch it. Then you can guide the outcomes of the conflicts, you see. That's what they mean by it. And they do. They do. Propaganda is used to an incredible, incredible length today. Incredible length. Even the article I talked about last night, Owning the Weather, pure propaganda piece on behalf of the experts and the agenda, where they hype up all the intensifying hurricanes. And yet you look at NOAA's chart and they tell you that hurricanes have been down in frequency over the last 10 years. They don't mind lying straight to your face, these guys, to get their agendas through. Same with Mr. Allegory and all the rest of it. Straight to your face. Because after all, this is the big stick to control the entire planet and everyone's way of living. A new substitute for war. When you run out of countries to dominate, when we're all in the same bag together, they've got to have an enemy, common enemies. It's either enemies within terrorism or terrorism plus something else, something that every citizen can be pulled up on, contaminating something or exceeding a limit in carbon or whatever nonsense it happens to be. James I, you know, had an awful problem trying to get money, extra money and taxes from the British Parliament, even though it was all made up of it for a different class in those days. But he wanted money for his court and his little wars and things. And he eventually got a tax passed, and it was called at one point the Fresh Air Tax. That's why if you go to England and you see the houses that are still remaining from those eras, you'll often see where windows were and they're bricked off. That's so that they didn't have to pay all of the taxes. Sometimes called it the light tax. Depends how many window panes you had in the window. And the fresh air tax, if you could actually open the window. And here they're at it again with carbon taxes. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. It's a gas, man. Here's an article here. They came out in response to a contradictory story. The story being that the Antarctic was melting and half of it was just disappeared one day. And then they came up and said, oh my God, we forgot to look the other way. It's actually grown in the other direction, you see. So this is a sort of bandage story that came out of the Australian newspaper That's news.com.au. From the Antarctic Routers, it says, cool down, the ice is expanding in much of the Antarctic, the experts say, you know, the white-coated priesthood. I preferred it in Egypt. Ancient Egypt had three classes of priests. They had subcategories, but the main three classes, you had the lunar, the solar, and you had the stellar cults. Today we have, whole layers of experts. These magicians that tell us things that we're automatically supposed to believe and be terrified of their ominous predictions. Because that's how you control people with ominous predictions. So it says here, the eastern coast is getting colder. Western section remains a concern. Ice is expanding much of Antarctica, contrary to the widespread belief or public belief. Well, where did the public get that belief? That global warming is melting the continental ice cap. The results of ice core drilling and sea ice monitoring indicate there is no large-scale melting of ice over most of Antarctica, although experts are concerned at ice losses on the continent's western coast. That's why they had to go look east and say, my God, it's growing over there. Antarctica has 90% of the Earth's ice and 80% of its fresh water. Australian reports extensive melting of Antarctic ice sheets would be required to raise sea levels substantially, and ice is melting in parts of West Antarctica. The destabilization of the Wilkins ice shelf generated international headlines this month. That's when they tried to panic everybody. However, because of the contrary reports from other agencies, the picture is very different in East Antarctica, which includes a territory claimed by Australia. East Antarctica is four times the size of West Antarctica, and parts of it are cooling. Scientific Committee on Antarctic Research report, prepared for last week's meeting of Antarctic Treaty Nations in Washington, noted the South Pole had shown significant cooling in recent decades. Now, last night I mentioned an article from Obama. Not from Obama, he even used the terms. I try to dismiss the front men they put in any country anymore, because they really are irrelevant. They truly are. There's only one agenda going forth here. And that was to do with U.S. declares greenhouse gases that are a threat to public health, where the present front man in the U.S. is going along with all the other front men in every other country and ramming through all these laws on carbon dioxide and labeling five other gases that weren't pollutants before as new pollutants. Amazing stuff, these scientists, these priests, isn't it? But it's all for control, you see, because I remember going back, as I say, time after time, to the book, The First Global Revolution, by the Club of Rome, which is the premier think tank that comes up with the initial ideas on how to control everyone in a global society. They decided war on something had to be found. And after looking at all things that you could have war on, they said man would have to be the enemy to control the society. So they came up with the idea of global warming, and man was a cause. Man was therefore the enemy. They said that would fit the bill. That's in their own book, written by the founders of it. And like all the other foundations that are funded by the big foundations, Rockefeller, etc., there's a whole mass of front foundations on every area of living. They also, the Club of Rome spawns off a couple of other major foundations and runs them too, like the Club of Budapest and so on. They're after your water and various other things that you need to live. No one votes these people in. They're not governments. So why is it that governments only listen to them? Well, as I say, this is the new democracy, the real democracy they always meant to bring in after they'd conned the public through world wars and many other wars in between. They were going to bring in a fair and just society. They just didn't expound it to the reality of it. You see, democracy is an elastic word. It's meant many things in many ages. Many things. And we're finding out now it means utter authoritarianism and micromanagement of everyone's lives, birth to death. Back with more after this break.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where mortgage fraud examiners come in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are void due to legal technicalities. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use from mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And I'm discussing really how reality is created intergenerationally. They always give us trial balloons of an idea and monitor our reactions to them. And that sinks into our heads as this little idea of a possibility. We don't really think much deeper than that, in fact. And we're not told to. That's why we don't think deeper. We need to be told, you see. The media understands this. And those who run the media. But it's implanted in your mind, and then a little while later, a little more is added to it, and it becomes more familiar on a subconscious level, and then they bring out laws and so on, or the real thing, whatever it happens to be, and somehow we're prepared for it. That's what you do. You just prepare the field before you plant. There's a lot of preparation to do when you want to make the herd move in a certain direction all together, in the same boat, with the same opinions. It's very simple. I remember reading through the United Nations and the founders of the United Nations books. Lots of them were for sale at the end of World War II. The guys who helped set it up with their beautiful dreams of utopias and managed populations and so on, where science would be brought to the top. And, of course, remember, too, we got into the history of the United Nations and who set them up and the big foundations that set them up and still run them. And they were all eugenic societies and international moneylenders, big bankers, 13 families and all, who lent to all nations. And it's never been described anywhere how come these 13 families have the rights to lend to nations, or even why nations have the right on behalf of the people to put us all into debt. when they borrow from these guys. Never explained to us. It's a big mystery. After thousands of years, it's a big mystery. And I'll tell you, it's just too complicated for simple old you to understand. It's a science, you see. It's more like a seance, really. Because I think a bunch of spirits must tell them what to do. Since no economist can ever straighten anything out, then money goes off to money heaven, back to the spirits. Time after time. Getting back to my point, though. The world is run by conology. Massive conology. And it's true what Bertrand Russell said. He says that basically there's nothing so arrant, no religion so arrant that it couldn't be made the vast belief of the people by adequate government action. In other words, they can give us any kind of reality and we'll always think it's normal simply because it exists. Jack C. Lowell backed that up by saying, what do you want in your generation? What do you want? He says, well, just look around you. It's what everyone else wants in your generation. Where do you get what your wants from? It's all given to you. That's how simple it is. You get everyone moving along the same track, talking about the same things, as Brzezinski said, given them by the previous day's media. They all think they're sane because they judge each other by bouncing their thoughts off each other. And since they all are given the same thoughts to talk about, they must all be right. They're all agreeing with each other. Very simple. Very, very simple. The next step, of course, is to introduce cloned human beings into society. And we've had gradual preparation. We've had lots of sci-fi movies and novels and so on about this. And they gave us the nonsense with Dolly the Sheep. The intention was never to clone sheep. It was to clone people, of course, like all experimentation on animals is always about. And I'm sure they've done it long ago. But they must introduce it into the society and sit back. And with the internet and everybody yapping every day to thousands of strangers, they can monitor if an idea is taking hold, if it's working. And here's an article that will be going across the internet with millions prattling on about it. And it'll be monitored to see if it's ready or do we need more preparation for the new man coming in. It's from The Independent. I think it's from the 22nd of April, 2009. Fertility expert, I can clone a human being. Well, big deal. He won't be the first. I'm sure it was done long ago. This is an introduction, familiarity introduction to your subconscious. A controversial fertility doctor claimed yesterday to have cloned 14 human embryos. Now it's pure cloning, copying of people who exist, and transferred 11 of them into the wombs of four women who had been prepared to give birth to clone babies. Cloning was recorded by an independent documentary filmmaker who's testified to The Independent that cloning had taken place and that the women were genuinely hoping to become pregnant with the first cloned embryos specifically created for the purpose of human reproduction. Then it goes on and on and on. And we'll wait and see if this is another hoax. Again, hoaxes could be used to familiarize you with an idea. We had that a few years ago with the Raelian movement. The race car driver who was some kind of UFO contactee who was speaking on behalf of eugenicists, apparently, to breed a better stock of human beings. When they claimed that they had cloned a child and it was given birth to successfully. And that turned out to be a hoax as well. But these are just preparatory articles to familiarize you that it's inevitable. And the reason it's inevitable is because I'm sure at very high levels, you see, it's probably been done for years. We live in a different time frame of reality. We have given it a different Plato's cave than those at the top. We could even be centuries behind at this rate of so-called progress. Centuries. We're the last to know. And we'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, mentioning the fact that we're the last to know any real truth about anything. That's how deep this matrix is, and that's how far ahead it is, too. They can give us a different reality at the bottom level. Well, they're so far ahead on a higher level. I've still got articles here from old magazines in the 1950s, science magazines, where they were testing out flying saucers, using atomic piles to drive the suckers in Nevada in the 1950s, the U.S. Air Force. And they kept crashing them. But they're having a good bang for their buck and doing amazing things with them. So, of course, they came out with the UFO. Must be the aliens, because we don't have them, a few years later. Of course, folk didn't remember the original articles. We're so far behind in reality, and every level, medical, you name it, that it really is like they're living in as a different species in a different time zone at the top. They have a lot of cures for real diseases, but they will not make them available to the public because, after all, depopulation is the mandate, if you haven't noticed the media over the last few years. So they could never, in fact, Russell and the Huxleys and all that ilk, the eugenicists that worked for the big think tanks and foundations, said that they regretted there wasn't another black plague, black death, to wipe out most of humanity. And they also said that if we inoculate them with stuff that works, they're going to live longer. It's kind of contradictory to the agenda. We should think about it. What have they been injecting us with since we're getting sicker and sicker and sicker?
and our food is weaponized against us. And people can't tolerate the food now, since it's all GMO modified. But you don't see that happening to the big boys at the top, or the Brzezinskis, or the Kissingers, or the Maurice Strongs, and all the rest of the old army running around the planet, attending international meetings all the time, and putting in 14 hours per day, often. They don't seem to come down with the aging diseases. I wonder why. I wonder why. We're kept in the past. Our reality is actually a past era, always, on every topic. Whenever they mention a breakthrough on something, they've done it long ago. Or they're working on something and hope to one day, they've done it long ago at a much higher level. Much higher level. And I've noticed that time and time again. The longer you live, the more you see of that. We'll go to the callers now, and there's Junior from New York. Are you there, Junior? Hello, Junior. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to say thank you for all the work that you've done. You're a true spiritual warrior. I just had a couple of questions. I was recently living in South Lake Tahoe, California, and the amount of spraying they do there is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I would look up every day, and at least 4 days to 6 days a week, there would be on a blue sky, you could see at least anywhere from 10 to 15 chemtrails crisscrossed. And I know that there's an energy vortex there that the Washoe Indians used to use. And I was wondering if there's any correlation between the massive spraying, the harp, and the energy vortexes. And if they, because I know that these adepts know about the vortexes, and if they possibly use those to inflict more damage. Mm-hmm. And also, you say that they, and I believe you, that they want us to revolt and they want us to use violence and to have riots. But I'm just stumped as to what else we can do.
I know. Yeah, I know. I mean, really, if that's just it. I mean, you can spray it like bugs for 10 years and utter silence from the top. And people, the medical establishment understand that all these cancers have gone up, bronchial problems, pneumonias, people are dropping dead of odd things. They know all this at the top. And it's only keeping the people happy and sucking their thumbs as we go through this that's keeping
it amazing.
Going.
It's incredible. I would mention it to people on the chairlift. I would say, do you see that in the sky? And they're like, what? I'm like, that huge chemtrail going across the sky. And they would just laugh, basically.
Yeah.
So I would just stop all efforts there. Once I get laughed at, I quit, you know?
That's right. But Brzezinski was quite correct when he said in the 1970s, the techniques of mind control were already being used on the public who would never realize it. And he said that they cannot do the reasoning anymore for themselves. They do expect the media to reason things out for them and to warn them. Because
yeah.
They believe it's an extension of their brain. I'm not kidding, they do. And if the media doesn't say anything, it cannot exist. Even if they see it, it cannot be important because the media, obviously being its guardian, would tell them. And that's why they can go as far as... I used to say that they could eventually do the Beatles one now and give you Tangerine Skies, you know, and no
yeah.
one would notice because if the media doesn't say something odd's happening, the public won't either. They're too scared to mention their own observations in case they're laughed at. Yeah.
And now they're actually mentioning that they're using chemtrails, aren't they?
They are mentioning it. They've been teaching the children in school books since 2001, and the parents didn't know. And now they're trying to get us familiarized, get the herd familiarized, the ones who laugh at you right now. They're familiarizing them with the idea of spraying to come. That's how they're introducing it. They're eventually mm-hmm. thinking of spraying the skies and shooting stuff up. But they're not telling you they've been doing it for 10 years. What they do mention now is the legality that they should have done at the very beginning. They say that it will have dire and some terrible consequences. They're talking about health, in other words.
Right.
Yeah. But it's not, again, it's nothing to do with global warming saving. It's used as a ruse because if you go back to the writings of Teller, the H-bomb inventor who came up with the idea of doing this very thing for weather control, for warfare purposes, but also in conjunction with HARP, where he said that secondary signals piggybacking on the HARP along with this now basically magnetic sky,
yeah,
and acts like a conduit because it intensifies the ability for HARP to operate. They said basically you could use mind control on the public and be utterly unaware of how they're forming their opinions or where even ideas are coming from. You could also sedate them, make them happy, stimulate parts of the brain using a certain frequency, and make them optimistic, or with another frequency, make them very depressed, suicidal. It's complete mind control in a sense. So that's the real reason for it.
Yeah. But do you see? I'm just curious if you had any clue because if other callers have mentioned in certain areas that there is more spraying in areas where there would be, you know, a known energy vortex. I don't know if you believe in that stuff, but you know.
Well, it isn't just the energy vortex. What you'll find a lot of these places have arrays of the HARP type antenna somewhere out in the country, but they're also it's a place too where winds will sweep and swirl. That's the main thing because they're using the jet streams to carry the spray elsewhere. In fact, that was in the writings of the treaty of the United Nations that they signed on weather warfare in the 70s, that they could actually bring the jet streams down to the ground, or they could also use the jet streams to distribute the actual spray across thousands of miles if they lay it heavily across certain areas. So that area will be, as you said, more of a turbine vortex where winds will beat together, swirl, and go off in a certain tangent.
Mm, I see.
So that's a strategic value. Yeah.
Right, so that would explain the constant spraying.
Yeah.
I had the metallic taste in my mouth for a few weeks.
Yes.
And I'm assuming it was from the chemtrails.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. And there's Derek from Philadelphia. Are you there, Derek? Hello, Derek.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Alan. Good to talk to you again. I hope everything's good. And I wanted to talk about Plato, actually. He wrote a book, or maybe he didn't even write it. Maybe someone else wrote it for him. But it's about virtue. He invites one of his students, I guess, who happens to be a nobleman, and basically comes to the conclusion after his talks, which it's written in, I like the way it's written actually, personally, but it's written in such a way that you come to a certain conclusion at the end, obviously.
Yeah.
The conclusion is that virtue can't be learned.
Yeah.
And it's actually in masonry.
You're talking about
masonry and virtue, if you could talk about that for a little bit. That's interesting.
Yes, well, that's true. They had the so-called virtues, and that's all through the Masonic books, too. It was all through Gnosticism. It took off again under Neoplatonism in Alexandria in the 3rd century AD. And that's really when the so-called mystery schools that were using sciences and an agenda started to really make themselves public. But you're quite right. That's really the start of the public announcements about what we would now call eugenics. Inferior types, superior man. In fact, Plato himself called the ordinary people the its. He didn't call them humans.
Well, he meant that in a certain way that's different than most people would interpret anyway.
Yep.
And I'm sure we both can see it superficially that that's quite a rude and statement to say.
Yep.
But anyway, I actually wanted to say about how in masonry, the whole thing is about learning virtue, and you become virtuous, and you learn the virtue. But at the top level, I think they realize, just like with the Ten Commandments, they tell us to do these things. But at the top level, the secret is that they don't actually believe or say anything that they tell the people, which is obvious to some people. But
well, you see, you have to go back into a precursor. See, masonry just came out of Rosicrucianism, which itself came out of Cathar and Albigensianism. And the Bogomils. These were all the same outfits at one point that rivaled the Catholic Church at one point. That's why there was a crusade against them.
Yes, yes.
But they had their own groups and lay people. But they also had their own priests who were perfecti. Now, you go back into ancient Gnosticism, you'll find there were perfecti there as well, thousands of years earlier. It's the same unbroken movement, you know. And again, it has all the Platonic ideas and Neoplatonic ideas of superior man, inferior man. Once you were perfected, the laws made for man no longer applied to you because you were as a god.
Exactly.
And so, in high masonry, it's exactly the same.
Well, exactly. They don't even believe in a god. That's the first law they get us to believe, which they secretly do not actually believe themselves, which is, I mean, maybe they try to portray it, obviously, but...
Yeah, they had to always, throughout time, they had to adapt to the dominant religion so they could avoid persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always brought in whatever prevalent... I mean, Franklin said it himself. He says, if I'm in the Middle East, I'm a Muslim. If I'm in England, I'm a Christian. In other words, he's telling you wherever he is, he'll adopt, at least for appearance sakes, the religion of that country at the time. There's no problem with it at all.
Well, I definitely see what you're saying. And just specifically the people like Franklin, you mentioned a lot, and Plato, they're just people, to me personally, that I learned a little bit about internally, but it's hard to even explain to another person, as you would know.
Yes.
But they seem to be working in the system for place there, perhaps, by their God, you know, that they believe in to put these truths out. And, you know, they obviously have to maneuver their way through. And as you said, Plato, he was, like, going to be killed and stuff, right?
I mean, he was part of a school under Socrates that
and
gave oaths to cause a rebellion and overthrow the established order the youth, yeah.
It just seems to me these evil people, or, you know, these demonic people, basically, that's the only way you can explain it. They're not actually capable of bringing down truth themselves. They just steal little tidbits from other people. You know what I mean?
That's it. They understand the psychology of the masses. You're perfectly right there, yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, I just wanted to just bring that up a little bit. And you're having a great show as usual. So have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, they're elitists, and it's astonishing to read the old books and see how elitist they were. And it ties in perfectly with what we have today. We don't have the politicians even playing the game anymore of pretending that they're really speaking for you or thinking of you. They don't even bother now. We've been dictated to. Openly, if you haven't noticed the change, then you haven't noticed much at all. We're being dictated down to by an oligarchy, with experts always backing them on whatever topic, a priesthood on whatever subject is backing them. And that's the new authority. We have no say in the matter at all. And just like Lenin said, they said all the services, that's police, medical, everything, children's aid, these will all become authorities to control the people. Said that 100 years ago. And here we are, living through it right now. And people are just accepting it because little by little, incrementally, they've been taught this is the new normal way. And the longer you allow it to go on this way, the more normal it will be. Now we'll go to Elizabeth from Washington. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I am. Hello, yes. Alan.
How are you?
This is very well. This is indeed a pleasure. I don't normally get to listen live. In fact, I even had to just come in and dial direct and try and get on. But I've just been listening for the last 10 minutes and nodding my head along the way. I just wanted to mention there's a really great website called chemtrails911.com, and that has an awful lot of information on it. About the chemtrails and the weather warfare the literature that they're giving the children in the early science years, about the chemtrails and the U.S. Air Force 2525.
That's right. Also, NASA put out a documentary that's been shown for children in school that these chemtrails will see more and more of them because they're normal.
Well, that's really what pushed me to make this call today and not sort of shy away as I usually do for many times. Mm-hmm. But today, I live in a sort of medium-sized town between two large cities. Both the cities, they get chemtrailed regularly, obviously. However, where I am today, I saw my first chemtrail in action. The crisscross, how, you know, and then it all merging together.
Yeah.
And how a perfectly blue sky, you know, within the space of an hour had just sort of melded into the usual streaks. And prior to that, at the sunset, I can look out and I can see the harp. I can see the harp vibrating through.
Yeah, hold on a minute, and we'll go into that because I was wanting to talk about the vibrations that are coming out now. Hold on till after this break. Back in a minute.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, and we've got Elizabeth from Washington. And you're saying there, Elizabeth, about the ripple effect you're seeing in the clouds.
Yes, in the at the sunset normally, and of course, there's a slight sort of the metallic discoloration around the edges of the of the clouds at sunset, but you can look at the sky overall, and you can see the clouds themselves rippling with the frequency itself.
That's right. I've seen it often. Last year in the summer, I sat one night till one morning, 3 in the morning, watching it for a few hours, and it literally was like playing a piano across the sky, just mm-hmm. back and forth, and it was all timed, of course, perfect timing, and like a beat. And I've seen it during the day too. Recently, I've got photographs from California came in just in the last few days with the same phenomena. And so they're using all of this
amazing
science technology. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy yesterday that sort of remarked that, you know, he felt all exits were closed and it was a done deal.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, unfortunately, in his court.
Yes. We're the last to even know what's really been going on any level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get through to anybody anyway. I mean,
yes.
I've done my DVDs the only one that I've had any look with this at all is something called it's a history regarding the Bank of England and
yeah.
Battle of Waterloo and going mm-hmm. through the illegal IRS and the Fed and what
yes.
have you. It's about a three-hour long.
Mm-hmm.
But one or two people have taken that on board. But when I get into anything else, I mean,
it's unbelievable to them. Yeah,
yeah, it really is. And then the young man that was just talking to you about the Cassars and the Bogomils.
Yeah.
I always thought that, well, not always, I mean, just in a couple of recent years, that actually kicked off the Inquisition.
It certainly helped. It came out of Spain with Kabbalah mixed with reincarnation, in fact. And
what do you think those guys might have, you know, had something to do with kicking off the actual Inquisition?
Yeah, it was. It was responsible for kicking it off. It took a long time to spread into witch hunts. Before that, it was literally into something the Catholic Church were astonished by, to realize that what they thought was Arianism and the old heresies that they thought were dead in the 2nd, 3rd century AD had somehow come down through the centuries and it was alive and well and very prosperous, in fact.
Yeah. Hearsay is alive and well.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then when we talk about Teller, does Teller get a lot of his stuff from Tesla?
I am sure. Oh, yes. They had to use Tesla's patents, etc., for the standing wave, and that's acknowledged even by the present HARP technology sites across the world. Yeah.
God help the youth, you know. A very good friend of mine, her grandson has just been diagnosed with severe autism.
Yes. Yeah, I know. But thanks for calling in, Elizabeth. And
that's
music for the end of the show, and I can get to Dan or Bill. But maybe call in tomorrow, and I'll catch you then. From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet